Thank you.
Is that man back on the last case?
He's not.
His attorney's probably in the board.
We should have said something to the chief at Darien about how excellent denial letter that was. Well, that's right, he is. Chief, I was just discussing it with the chairperson here. That's the best denial letter we've ever seen in our lives.
You haven't seen one of mine.
Well, you've never appeared before me, so.
That's why.
They're usually a couple of lines, so that was really helpful to everybody, so thank you. Case number 521-446. Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the agency you're representing here today?
Officer Dwayne Jones, J-O-N-E-S, East Windsor Police Department.
Hey, officer, you're entitled to make a brief opening statement.
Well, the denial came because the appellant failed to disclose conviction in 2010.
Thank you. You're entitled to a brief opening statement, sir.
Yes, I believe I checked the wrong box, and I had put what I was arrested for that year in 2010. It was an honest mistake. I checked the wrong box, and here we are now.
He did disclose the arrest.
He disclosed the arrest, but not the conviction.
He didn't disclose the conviction.
Have you ever been convicted? No, let's see.
Sir, do you live in East Windsor?
I do not anymore.
Okay. This is a very quick day. You heard what I said earlier. You did hear what I said earlier. The police department cannot grant your application. You can withdraw. You may, assuming you live in Connecticut, apply.
I live in Windsor Locks now, so okay. How would I go about?
You need to apply
this?
There.
Okay.
Okay. So you're withdrawing your application?
Full application, maybe.
Yes, I will make sure I write down everything
yes,
proper.
Yes, be sure to check the right
well, place. Well, it's with the marijuana law, you may not have a marijuana conviction by the time you apply.
That is true. Yeah.
Well, that was 2010. Yeah. 2015.
Can I ask a question on the record? How is that disclosed? Like, the governor pardoned thousands and thousands of cases.
Yeah.
How do they find out if they're pardoned or not? Like, do they
call the governor's office?
Yeah. I've got Governor Lamont's.
It's very confusing, but
okay.
And I'm not even sure. He may
right.
be one
no,
of the
right.
ones that
right,
stays
right.
or he has
know,
to apply,
they just
or apply for it.
Cases.
You might want to fill out the application completely and,
yep.
and then maybe
as a notation.
Probably pardoned.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
So,
right.
So now I have to go to Windsor Locks.
Correct.
And fill out the proper paperwork like I have done previously, but make sure everything is correct.
It's a process. It's pain in
yes.
you know what.
Yeah, it is.
You can't issue.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Well,
okay.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Yeah, thank you, guys.
You.
Right. Have a good day.
If there's anyone else out there in the same situation that no longer lives in the town they applied to, let us know now and you can get out early.
Good.
And so you don't have to go through all this. So.
Anybody been denied a permit that does not live in the town that denied them?
And keep in mind, trying to say that you do would be a bad thing with her
yes.
warnings about her.
No kidding.
Yes.
Our,